This is Lynn Fuston of 3D Audio, and we're here at the 2004 AES talking with David Marquette of Marquette Audio Labs, and just wanted to talk to him about some of the products he's showing.
This year at Marquette Audio Labs, we're debuting the Marquette Audio Labs AM16, which is based upon a vintage American circuit, which I've been dealing with for the last 10 years or so. And the modules are getting very hard to acquire, and the quality is going down. So I thought I would just bring that beast back to life. And we've got some custom transformers made, and we're building units from scratch in a 2U 19-inch rack-mountable chassis. And added a couple new features. There's more gain control. Your input attenuation has 5 selections, and output fader, phase phantom. The Longinus stuff is an American-made company from the 60s. It's a vintage product, vintage reissue product.
Now, do you know John Hall, who originally designed the Longinus stuff?
I do not know him personally, no.
He lives in Nashville.
Yeah, I've heard he's his name came up a couple times this show.
Yeah, he was on the preamp panel. Just an incredible resource. Well, now tell me, because the other preamp that we had in the preamp summit was the M72S?
Correct, that's the Mercury M72S.
Oh, the Mercury M72S,
yeah.
Okay.
And that is based upon a Telefunken Siemens V72.
Okay.
But the big difference is the original modules were built at a time where there's no phantom. And the transformers for input transformers are quite different from then till now. And that plays a part of the sound as well. Where I had new transformers custom made to the old spec. But the phantom comes into play because a lot of the old modules that you would get in racks couldn't accept phantom. And you'd have to block with a bleeding resistor and a cap or something to block away the phantom from the input transformer, and that cuts out some of your high end. So you're going to notice, for two reasons, that being one, and two, you're going to notice that with new components there's a lot more top end on the Mercury M72S, openness on the top end.
So it was that a design goal or just a byproduct of what you were doing? Because I noticed that, you know, my first observation was your 72S sounded better than any V72 I'd ever heard.
Yeah, it's much more musical overall. And a lot of it has to do with not trying to do that, but just trying to do it the best we could at this time and using good components. And the components are new is a lot to do with it.
That's
because
great.
We don't have a time machine to go back and AB a brand new one. And there's a lot of other, with the M72S, there's a lot of other features that are different, especially gain control. A V72 module had 40 dB of gain on the S for the Red 37 console, and the modules we term as V72 had 34 dB of gain, which was a non-S version. Those modules, if you had a rack, they were either on and off. Or if you got them like from a vintage company, some of people put an output pot, so you had 0 to 34 as your gain,
right,
just in an output fader. Or someone like Marquette Audio Labs, we did a gain modification where it was 34 to 56 dB a gain, and you had an input pad of 15. But still, that being good, and people have used them for years and years, but I wanted to go one step farther. And with the Mercury M72S, there's 28 to 58 dB a gain, and you have your input pad choice of minus 16 or minus 28. And another feature of the unit is you can go minus 28 on your pad, 28 on your gain. You're at zero. You can run your mixes and samples and a lot of different things through it just to warm up the signal path, which is nice.
Very cool.
As well as it has just an incredible DI, too, on the unit.
That's great.
Phantom phase.
Excellent. Well, it's some of the heaviest gear I've ever picked up. I mean, is it all iron inside? But the cases are...
It's built
very
to last.
Substantial.
I've definitely built things to last. That's one of my things I always wanted to try to do. And it's definitely iron in and out, transformer balanced in and out. And, part count is very high and quality level is very high. And usually things of that nature weigh a lot.
Yeah.
Give it the speaker test. You know, if it's not heavy, don't use it.
Well, and the other thing I love is the attention to detail, even all the way down to the font that you used. And the instead of, and it says NR, capital N, small r.
Yeah.
So, it's just like, cool.
Appreciate it. Yeah. I definitely wanted to do that. And
delightful.
That's the way that they did it. And that's kind of when I'm going to do something, I'm paying homage to it. I don't feel like I'm ripping it off or cloning it. I'm actually breathing life into something that's no longer available. That's the way I kind of look at it. And using even the font it's German Gothic, and that's what they use. So.
Ah.
And continuing
I recognized it right away
yeah.
from all the old German tape machines, just and all the other old German equipment.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. Well, hey, thanks for joining us.
Righto.
It was fun. And
appreciate it, Lynn.
See you again next year.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.